Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you about this amazing series. Tuesdays has not been the same for the past 5 weeks. And without a doubt, this is definitely a hot series.
Yes.
And you, my brother, are only assisting with all the hot the hot stuff that's going on. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm one to not give spoilers, which, again, I have a lot of my family and my wife. Everybody is like, tell us what's going to happen next. Are you going to do this? It's how you feel about that? And I said, you got to keep watching. I mean, they are hot with me. It's sizzling on the show, but my family's hot with me right now.
Oh, my gosh. So it's almost like you took an oath.
Yeah. You know, and my wife, again, she's like, I know you got the scripts. I know you had the episodes. I remember when you left to go do them. You sure you don't know nothing about the show? I can't.
In that voice, everyone that you're hearing is actually the councilman, Kent Hamilton. Johannes Miles is playing the character as Councilman Kent Hamilton on Ambitions currently. And actually, we've seen you on a scene of Queen Sugar. We've seen you before. And now you're really starting to, you know, sweep women literally off of their feet.
Well, I would say, one, let me say I'm glad to be a part of the OWN Network family. Those opportunities that have been afforded to me just comes from networking and positioning myself to present what the talent that I have so others can see. It's still new to me. It's still kind of, I'm a Southern guy, you know, from Birmingham. So all of the, I guess you would call, sentiment, sexiness, however it's perceived, whatever, you know, title cap that the female audience may like to put it as, it's still all new to me. You know, again, just humbling, but exciting. And I'm glad that the viewers are enjoying the series as a whole, as well as what I have contributed to it in my special way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but by you being from Birmingham, I mean, everything sort of, you know, makes sense. It seems to come natural for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have the scenes. Well, you know, Amara and Titus, they just came back from Birmingham. And, you know, there are a few other things that might, you know, hit home for you a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, even when we talk about the daughter, for Stephanie's daughter, Carly, you know, she's she's an aspiring actress. And I know yourself,
yeah.
You are a professor at Jackson State University, correct?
Well, former professor at Jackson
okay.
State. I've had the wonderful privilege of working at that university for 8 years, and it was a beautiful experience. Again, I've been taught by educators. My wife is an educator. My mother was an educator. I just come from a line of educators and many dynamics of disciplines that are part of my family and the legacy of my family. So I've been mentored just by a lot of great people. But the idea for me is that was the bridge for me. And having knowledge in the practical side of it, I think they go hand in hand. Being able to teach and then also execute what I've been teaching to the students that I have aspired, the ones that I'm inspiring, and then to even see them. I have students, there are students I've taught, they are working actors. They are working actors. And then, and a lot of them weren't just theater majors or actors. Some of them were in many other disciplines, business, lawyers, and to see some of them on other primetime TV shows and series and movies, it's just been an honor.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, this is the start of something new then. And, you know, as we look at your role and where you left us last week and where we were, we'll find out, hopefully, well, the question is, will we find out this week if Councilman Kent is really, is he really genuine? Does he genuinely want to be with Rondell? Will we find out today?
I would say this, is that when you look at this guy, we do know that he's compassionate and have a heart for something that he connects himself to. And one thing that is special about Rondell, really the place, that district itself, the banks, is a very special place to him in general. If you remember the first or the second episode, when he met Rondell, to her about how he got there.
Uh-huh.
You know, he came to teach and he just fell in love with the people, and he fell in love with something about the dynamic of that, of where he was, in that he started to build. And when you build, that became home. And I would say this to the audience, because again, her place is one of the main hot spots on the gym. And he's not for gentrification. He's all about keeping in community, keeping the historical landmarks and places in the community. Thelma's place on the show actually is, of course, the name changes of it is Thelma's, but it actually represents several places, significant places in Atlanta that have been under that type of conversation.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of symbolism that is happening in the show itself, you know, and I'm glad the writers outside of the love romance that they're talking about some special topics in the show as well.
Yeah.
To have that conversation about.
Yeah, absolutely. I did have a chance to sit down and talk with Jamie Gittens, and thinking about the fact of battling gentrification, racism, cheating, marriage, and even tackling a LGBTQ community, you know, including that as well. You know, he touched on so many different topics, and then how he wanted to change that perception of, you know, blacks usually being known as the drug dealers or the drug users in films, how he wanted to flip the script on us somewhat. So
I actually wholeheartedly appreciate all of the fans and the listeners who are listening now to this interview, that I appreciate all of the comments, whether it's a disagreement or agreement or a dislike or a like with what you see presented. But understanding the work, we are representing a different type of image that's on the show. See, we get caught up in sometimes the sex and the scandal, and that's what we know. And that drives the suspense, even in everyday life. That may drive some people. But Kenny Hamilton is special to me because he was brought in through an idea of the writers, because Brady Evans' character was created in a different type of understanding or dynamic for the show. And so they felt like they wanted to, hey, everybody else got this love relationship or this love triangle conflict of confusion. We need to do something with Brady Evans' character, who plays Rondell. We need to do something with her. Here I am, a councilman, who is opposite and opposed, who opposes what the mayor is trying to do. But there's this love relationship that is brewing, you know. And again, we don't know, and I'm not going to tell you where it goes, but it's brewing and it's sizzling. And you saw the feet rub, and you guys saw the wine.
Yes.
And the Luther Vandross that played. Listen, I like to say, listen, my approach with things, you got to give kids some props. I mean, a lot of the other stuff is really hot in life. Let's do what we do. And when Ken is like, okay, I'm going to prove it. So let me go. I would call it classic old school romance. You, I like that, Kent.
Okay, so we now know that we Kent possibly has an appetite for Rondell. Then he has that appetite for her. Okay, so we'll see everything unfold. I mean, every week is getting really tense. We're looking forward to what, two more episodes, right?
We have several more episodes.
Okay,
we've had a full season one, and I think we. If Jamie, the writer, in his interview mentioned or not, but I think we have a full 18 run for our first season.
Okay.
So, we're going to go right into some of the end of the summer, into some of the cool of the fall. So, hey, look, we ride.
Yeah. I love it. Yes. Okay. So, you know, if I had to speculate, I'm going to throw a few speculations out there because by Kent coming into the picture, and he's a councilman, and you know, he's kind of at odds with the mayor. If I had to assume, I would say that he may try to steal that spot one day in the future.
I could say Kent could, you know, he might, but then, you know, that's a greater challenge that the audience, you know, you guys, hey, listen, y'all stay on Jamie and just push that in your
mind. Yeah.
I've had someone say, well, we see Kent and Rondell marry? Will they get married? Well, we don't know. You know, it's just the day we have today, and of course, yesterday was something that was, and tomorrow's what we hope for. So we're just gonna stay on the edge and see what happens.
Oh gosh,
you know,
yes.
In good spirits.
You know, one thing that I haven't seen occur yet, and that's karma. And so, as we know, karma, she always come knocking, and that's when things will start to unfold. I'm sort of seeing this happen with the mayor, and and everything, his empire could just crumble. I'm seeing it in all different directions. So yeah, you know, I think this will be a perfect role for you to step into once all this scandal comes out. You know, see, I'm gonna have to talk to Jamie about this.
Please talk to Jamie about it. Karma is very interesting because most of the time, again, we look at that, and it's interesting you brought that up, because karma is just like time and love and understanding are all characters that we don't see, but it's woven into the show. Like, we, you know, we people, you know, of course we can physicalize what we think is sex, you know, or intimacy, but all of these other things. But karma is definitely important, because we only think of it as if someone does something bad, you know. Karma brings good and evil things. So it's just the whole process of reaping and sowing and the harvest of what you work hard to do. So I tell everybody, does Tent have some things that are challenges? Again, the question is, does he really, really mean good? These characters all can be flawed. Mm-hmm. Rundell, me, Kent, all of us have flaws, and we're hoping that out of the choices that are being made or that we continue to make, how does karma respond? You know, sometimes quick or later on. So that's the joy of being able to develop this character and be a part of the series with the audience, you know, choices that we make.
Oh my gosh, you guys has gotten us with this one, you know, and after this season, I'm sure there's going to be so many people waiting for the next season, and then I could see some awards coming after this, because you're heating up households. This is what, you know, us grown folks look forward to. This is our own drama. After we put the kids to bed, this is what we have at the end of the day. Right. And we're not just talking about, you know, any type of black family. We're talking about prosperous families, mayors, lawyers, you know, so this actually happens. We're not just looking at athletes.
And working, wealthy, hardworking people, you know, that have achieved some things. All of the people on this show have been to school. They came from somewhere. Even when you look at the Lancasters, and I have to say this, you look at the inheritance of things when Robin Givens talks to her daddy, just not just about the firm, but this inheritance of who will run it and what gets passed down. Mm-hmm. That still is an extension of, and not just black, just people being, well, yeah, African Americans being able to get a different type of image, you know, through the world of politics. But I don't want everybody to kind of get bent out of shape politics, you know, a lot of church scandal stuff, you know. I mean, these are just normal everyday activities that are happening in your community, in your state, and some things you don't know about and some things you do. You know, we get asked questions like, that seems so real. Yeah. How much of it's actually real? You know,
probably about 100%.
How much of it is real? Well, just as close as you tune into it, and just as much as your imagination probably thinks some of it is to be fictional, I would just say a lot of it, if it touches close to home, whether you probably know of someone or have experienced that, it's about as close as some things can get real. You know, we're having a conversation, you know, that's the thing about it. So it can go in many directions. And so we just leave that to the audience, because this is their time to enjoy it. We've done our work. And so this is the listeners and the viewers' time to say, here's our thoughts about it.
Yeah. Kudos to Jamie Gittins, Will Packer, even the whole cast. I mean, the cast, the seasoned cast, even newcomers. I mean, it's just the whole thing is just perfect. Robert Givens, I don't think they could have chosen a better person to play that role. You know, that was perfect. I mean,
she's hot. All of the cast, I have to say, at least there are four of them that I know outside of Ambition, they are successful. They have at least two or three other main TV series running while Ambitions is going. I mean, this is just God's blessing, but that is hard work, and I'm just honored to be around positive energy and a group of dedicated people. Some of them have families, so it's been encouraging, you know. But I love working with all of them, and definitely Brady Evans. We just had so many great workmanship and great friendship we built with my character, and just learning things about each other. So what you think about the hair, makeup, and the costume department? Like, they are kicking butt on the show, too.
Yes,
like,
they are. I mean, those suits, you know, I notice how you you play around with that suit jacket. You know, I like how you... It's that one button. Yeah. Okay, I love the costumes.
Okay.
I
mean... I see you paying attention to some of those details, some character details. I love it. That's awesome.
Okay, okay, yeah. Does that mean something?
I don't. Well, you know, I tell people as an actor, we all approach things differently, and I feel like when we were on set, I tell people utilize everything that's in the room. Uh-huh. Utilize it. Explore it, even down to costume and makeup. I mean, my training and technique, the art of being, every time I had to go to a costume fitting, it's a joy to collaborate when something's put on me and you look at the costume designer who has the images in her head and you're in sync and you go, this is Kent. She goes, yeah, that looks good. And people will call you Kent by mistake because everything starts to gel together. But that one button is him trying to, again, if you look at his relationship with Rondell, she's tough.
Yes, she is.
So unbuttoning and buttoning the button of that jacket is almost kind of like, okay, making sure I keep everything, you know, organized, in pocket, make sure, don't get too comfortable. So I unbutton it because I'm getting comfortable. But I got to button it back up because she'll do something or say something that'll remind me, okay, all right, listen, I don't mean any harm. We're just at this moment now, let's just talk. So, yeah, it's funny you paid attention to that.
Uh-huh. See, yes, I do that often when I watch films. And, there's one part, too, the lady with the stockings and the heel, come to find out it was the assistant. They often use that in the opening or when you're coming back from commercials. I thought maybe that meant something as well. But, yeah, there are a few details that I said, I wonder if these are clues or hints to something. So mm-hmm. I'm watching you guys.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you so much. Everybody sees everything in different lenses and different perspectives. And we love all of that feedback because there's so much of the work that goes unnoticed, especially doing editing. Uh-huh. So I really have to give a big shout out to the editors who took the work we did, went to the studio, called us back in to do voiceovers, this doesn't match up, this needs to sound and be in sync, let's do this line over because we want you to be heard. I'm so honored for having a very talented, awesome kick butt editing team for the OWN network and Lionsgate. So we got to keep in mind its OWN network. Lionsgate gave us the green light. Thank you for mentioning Will Packer. Shout out to that frat brother of mine. He's an alpha, so you guess what? He's still not his standards.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's Johannes Miles. He's a Southern boy. It's nothing quite like the Southern hospitality, and he's definitely been knocking us all off of our feet, especially with this last episode. So we're all anticipating what's going to happen tonight. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. typically the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So let's see if Rondell has what it takes to keep her man. And hopefully you don't have no blows with Mayor Lancaster. So, it's just so many things going on in my head. I'm just looking forward to tonight, every Tuesday, 10/9 Central on OWN Network. This is our television. I'm loving it. Anything out there you want to tell your fans?
Well, my fans, you can follow me on Instagram at Johannes Miles, Twitter, Johannes_Miles, also on Facebook as well, any of your social media outlets. I do also want us to also give a great appreciation to the casting department, George Pierre, and all of the agencies that represent the many actors. But even forward moving and thinking is that once the house is good health, and work on things in terms of our own insecurities or our strengths and weaknesses. But I want us to look at the show, too, at the array of the different types of people that came together, different shape sizes, the different types of images we get in those different relationships. Some paired up with folks who actually do the same thing, some people have different types of dynamics in other households. And so I want us to have a great appreciation for what we see. Because I got asked this question, there was a comment, not a question. Oh, man, Kent, he's into the plus size girls. And I go, man, and why not show love regardless to anybody?
Right.
Like, it's something else about her. That's not what Kent sees. And I'm glad they pointed that out in a comment, but he is falling in love with something. And I hope everybody get a chance to see what that is besides the issue we're fighting outside of them.
Right.
There's something about her, and you guys should discover that, because outside of Brayley being a beautiful, wonderful actress, so is Rundell, and we just have to find out what her story and this connection is. You got to tune in tonight, 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, watch it.
Yes. Let's get these watch parties together, ladies, gentlemen, you know.
Come on, ladies. Yes.
and we will be
to watch it, guys.
They better.
I think the guys turned. I think some of the guys shied away with the first episode, and Amari went through Titus's phone, and it was like, wait a minute, they do that in relationships? It's okay, everybody.
I'm like, he's a hard sleeper, right?
They're married. I'm hoping they have a trust that they can do that.
Right, and she should have had the password. She shouldn't have needed the fingerprint.
So, guys, keep watching, because Robin Givens, the women are really, I'm going to say it, and I hope they call me and DM me this. The women characters on this show are something else. They're creating problems. Watch the show.
I love it. You know, yeah. Ladies, don't get caught up trying to do your Robin Givens, you know, because we've seen her in Boomerang, and we know how she get down. So
That's good
remember,
stuff.
Karma it's comes awesome. Knocking now. Just because they do
Come
it, it don't
now.
Mean you should do it, too.
But Come this... on now. That's what I'm talking about.
But definitely follow Johannes Miles on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, right? And and follow Ambitions on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and just keep posting throughout the show. Let us know what you think, what your thoughts are.
That's right. Hashtag Ambitions. You can also at On TV or hashtag On Network. We like those. And definitely hashtag Kent Hamilton to Jamie Giddings. Hashtag and or find Jamie Giddings, who's our creator and writer. And if you love what Kent Hamilton and the dynamics of what him and Rundell and the overall show, because all of the couples are paired up doing an excellent job, send your feedback to Jamie Giddings as well, because we're hoping this young man is blessed with a season 2, season 3, because this is a bigger dream for him. This is his first big show. Many of us have worked on many other platforms and done a lot of stuff. We're excited for Jamie. This is his dream come true. So, y'all, let's make that happen.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to speak it into existence, because it will happen, you know.
That's right.
That's right. So we'll be looking forward to you guys in season 2. And, you know, whenever someone's on my show, I consider them as family.
I'm very honored. Thank you again for this opportunity. Everybody march alive, doing what you do best, with keeping you in tune with the greatest and the latest of all things that make us aspired and inspired. We thank you so much. I thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much, Marshall.
And thank you. And before we hang up, you know, I'm just looking at this last name. I just love how it's Miles. So you have my first initial with the last, you know, Miles, Lyles. Okay, that was a little corny. Mm-hmm. We may,
it's cool because
you
I'm
never
a,
know.
I'm
we may be
corny.
Related. I'm from, my. Of course, a lot of our family is from the South now. So,
well, look here, you Lyles Miles, we can't be kissing cousins. We're not going to claim that, too. You're Lyles and I'm Miles. You're leading the way. You keep leading and doing what you do.
And we're going to keep following you in all of your endeavors and successes. And, oh, you about to blow up, brother.
Oh, we're going to see, man. I'm just enjoying this one day at a time. I'm just so honored to be in this space that God has given me to be in. 15 years of film and television, 20-some plus years of stage. I'm also a stage actor. I do stage acting. I've done that since I was in college, got my training. But I'm just blessed, again, to show my family and friends and all of that I've done in 15 years. Paid my dues, and I think there's other things I have to take care of.
And that's the thing. It doesn't happen overnight, you know. And I always want the listeners to know that nothing happens overnight. You know, you have to work hard. Sometimes it takes years for you to actually get there. You just can't stop, you know.
That's right.
And also, I wanted you to answer the question when it comes to African-Americans being in film. Why is it important not only just to see us on camera, but behind the camera as well?
Well, again, that's the conversation that many people are having in terms of distribution. That's the conversation that many had about Black Panther and all of the wonderful things, you know, the up-and-coming Little Mermaid, the debate that's been about that. But yeah, we see the Black images, and that's great that more younger generations and even some of our great grandparents, their generations, are seeing these strides we're making.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more that makes what we see happen, that's really the vehicle that's driving what we're seeing, is behind the scenes. Those of you that are out there, young and old, your many talents are needed behind the scenes. If you're, I mean, I'm changing just videography, editing. I mean, you're talking
about costume.
Costume goes into various things. You just think, like, people think, well, I got to sew something or put clothes together. You got a stitcher. You got a person responsible for what you call the floor set. Just many arrays. You got artists. They need artists to create these designs that's in the costumer's head, which, of course, the costumer should have taken the graphic design course. But I'm just saying, there's so many different things that are out there, from promotion, advertisement. It's what you're doing. This interview we're having right now, all of this helps, you know, be a part of the, you know, not necessarily behind. Mm-hmm. Let's just say the vehicle that drives everything forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you for that. That is very much needed. Well, Mr. Miles, I'm looking forward to 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. to hit. I'm going to go to the store. I have my wine sitting.
Tell all your girlfriends to have this watch tonight. I want y'all rooting for me and Rundell, please. I know Lancaster and
brother.
Brian White and Robin Givens are bringing it. They're bringing it. But y'all keep rooting for us, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Kent Hamilton, thank you so much again for joining me on WGN Plus.
Thank you for having me.
Shell, and so much more at Bantu Fest 2019. Bantu Fest is the most anticipated multicultural family festival, taking place in Chicago, July 27th and 28th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Midway Place in Hyde Park. Chicago's own Grammy-nominated songstress, Selena Johnson, will be performing live at Bantu Fest. There will be live entertainment, vendors, children activities, food and cultures from over 30 different countries, and so much more. Check out BantuFest.com. Instagram and Facebook at Bantu Fest. Contact 773-677-6739 for more info. Bantu Fest is the people's fest. Be there.